Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Becoming New.
Luke 11:14-23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." What does this scripture passage tell us? A miracle has taken place and the cynical crowd is impressed by the healing, but not by the healer. Why do they pretend to credit demons even as they ask for a sign from heaven? Pretend is the right word. This is theater, and Jesus, with perfect logic, spells out to them their foolishness. Demons don't destroy demons. He knows, and they know, that the answer is not Beelzebul. Once, quote, the demon had gone out and the mute man spoke, close quote, the evidence of the crowd's own eyes and ears gave them the truth. We are not told what the formerly mute man said, but we know, don't we, that he spoke of Jesus as something new and called on them to recognize it. We are called to recognize it more than that crowd because we know the whole story of Jesus' death and resurrection. Am I prepared for something new? On Ash Wednesday, someone said to me that he was content to follow the kind of Catholicism that he learned in the old days, when the church was always the same. I immediately envisioned Mass being said in a foreign language, a priest facing away from the people, and a parish that warned the faithful to avoid anything non-Catholic, and encouraged a suspicion of science, including, I think, nature itself, and certainly the environment. We, in our adult lives, are not the persons we were in grammar school when we were given our first solemnly worded catechisms. Ilia Delio speaks of what our religion must be now, no matter how far we have come from the old days. Quote, "The message of Jesus is a revolution of the heart, but also an evolution of life. The God-centered person acts from a new center of intensified being, a radical center of love that is unencumbered, free, daring, adventurous, creative, novel, and future-oriented. All things have become new." What should I have said to my Ash Wednesday friend who vigorously defended the old religion? In the words of the ritual, we remember that we are dust, but I should have emphasized that out of that dust evolved everything that ever existed and continues to exist and will exist. The stars and the planets, world populations, creatures of the earth, the sky, and the sea, all of us. We have evolved into what must be a radical center of love, in Ilia's words. Through the gift of time, we have been given a job to do, and it is not to tend the ashes of what is long gone. It is to celebrate the ongoing incarnation of universal relationships that sings of something new, because as Jesus tells us, the kingdom of God has come upon us. In the words of Paul from 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We all have become new.